Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name, your name.
Welcome everyone to Forever Family Foundation's radio show. This is a show that I'm sure you know is designed for you to tell your own personal stories and to listen to those of others. Many of us have had experiences that definitely do not fit into mainstream thinking, and we're not always comfortable telling our stories just anywhere. But here on this show, you will have listeners who have had similar experiences and are very anxious to hear your stories. Very often we've heard listeners say that listening to one's story that they heard on the radio simply confirmed what they had experienced themselves. I'm Betty Kovach. Kim Saavedra of the Comlock Center usually introduces our show, but she is having to work tonight. However, we hope she's back next month. So it will be Janet Mayer and myself. Janet Mayer is a Forever Family Foundation certified medium, and believe me, that's not easy to achieve, and the author of a wonderful book, Spirits, They Are Present. And I am the author of Miracle of Death, There Is Nothing But Life, and The Merchants of Life, The Consciousness That Is Changing the World. I wanted to mention, just before I go to the telephone numbers, I wanted to mention one other book. Jeffrey Mishlove, you might know him from Thinking Aloud and New Thinking Aloud. He won the Bigelow Prize for the best article on convincing people, the consciousness that survives death, that consciousness does survive death. So he is publishing interviews that he's had. And the first book that he has out is this, Is There Life After Death? And I was on a panel last weekend. I do have an article in here myself, but they're wonderful people in here, and I really enjoyed being on a panel with them. And I think some of our listeners would love Miranda Alcott, who's in it. She talks about animals and the afterlife. We've heard from many of you about your experiences with your animals after they pass, and I think you'll really like that article or interview. Stafford Betty, Aben Alexander, Leslie Keene, you remember. Those of you, you're all members probably of Forever Family Foundation, that it was her book that the Netflix film Surviving Death was based on. And there are others, Michael Cremo and so on. So it's Is There Life After Death, Jeffrey Mishlove, M-I-S-H-L-O-V. So you can read their stories, and now we want to hear your stories. And then we'll think about these. It's what we always try to do. And try to consider what do these stories really mean, and how are we able to integrate these stories into our everyday lives? We want a world in which our stories of those of our experiences with those who have passed to the other side can be talked about anywhere. So we'll consider those things. Let me give you the numbers now. There are two different numbers. The first one is 888-627-6008. The other one, 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. And I think we have a caller, don't we, Janet?
Yes, we do. Good evening, Betty. We can go ahead and take our first caller. We have an Anne Marie from New York.
Great.
Are you there, Anne?
Yes.
Hi, yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Would you like to share a story with us, Anne Marie?
I it's my first time joining, so I just wanted to know maybe if I could listen first.
Oh, sure. I mean, you can listen, or if you wanted to share a story, either way, we're just, you're allowed, you know, we've asked people to call in and share stories about a loved one, or, you know, either way, it's up to you.
Okay. Yes, do I have to be first? I'm a little nervous.
No, you can wait if you want for a while. Either way, we can just talk for a little bit. You're our first caller. So either way, it's basically, you know, we're just, it's kind of, we're just kind of all together here tonight and just listening to each other's stories or discussing, you know, what's going on with stories. And I think that, you know, if you want to wait, that's okay too.
Yeah. I didn't know I was the first one to call in. I watched the movie of that movie, Surviving Death. And
yes.
I met one of the mediums. I think her name was Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca.
Okay.
And my friend came through on that meeting once. And I kind of, you know, I just wanted to see if I could listen to other stories, because my story is hard to express right now. So I was just trying to see if I could listen and see if I could get some advice or just listen to some other stories, because I don't know how to start.
Okay. Well, you're our first caller, and we don't have another caller at this exact moment, so we can go ahead, and Betty and I can talk for a while if you want, or, you know, if you feel comfortable, let us know, and you can share. You know, these are basically stories, you know, that, you know, we've all, you know, not everyone, but many people have had that really seem, you know, almost like beyond what could possibly happen, or, you know, it's just, you might have a dream, you could have a vision, you could hear someone speak to you. I recently had someone tell me that they heard a voice come to them and tell them something. And they were just blown away because they're like, how can that possibly be? How can that happen? And you know, doesn't it happen differently? And I personally have said, well, no, it comes through sometimes that smooth or that fluid. And, you know, when you're open and you're willing to listen, you know, willing to pay attention, then, you know, your loved ones will often come through in a way that could surprise you, or it might be very calm, or it might be in a way that you would think they'd come through. But other times they might come through in a way that you would have no idea or be shocked about. You know, you might be driving and in front there, you know, you're asking them to come through, and all of a sudden there's a car that pulls in front of you and it has their name on it. So, I mean, there's hundreds of ways, that thousands of ways that a loved one can come through. And, you know, I think being open to it and accepting and simply thanking them for coming through is a really, you know, it's really important to do, so that they know that, you know, you're listening, that they know that you're aware. And so whether you choose to share a story or you want to keep it private, that's up to you, because you know something happened. You knew. And I think when that happens, it kind of does stump you, like, oh my gosh, how do I deal with this? Or I can't believe this happened, or this is so amazing. And that's how it works often. And, you know, because they want to communicate, our loved ones want to communicate with us from the other side. And I think keeping that connection open is really important.
And, you know, Jenna, I was thinking too about Anne-Marie saying, it's really kind of hard right now to talk about it. When the people in my family died and I started hearing from them, of course, I was working at a college. My friends were there. So that was kind of a difficult place to bring something like that up. They were very loving. They were there for me. And mm-hmm. I tried to talk a little bit. I wanted to share what I was experiencing. It was so phenomenal. And yet I didn't know exactly how to talk about it.
Right.
And really, for a long time, I was so cautious and so careful and trying to figure out just how can I put this into words, you know,
right.
without sounding crazy to my colleagues. And I think I've told a story that there were two that I was quite close to. And when I really just had to say something to them, one of them started walking backwards and never wanted to talk to me about that again. I mean, literally walking backwards.
Yeah.
And the other one just avoided me for a long time. It was, of course, there were others who were very loving, but I was cautious. I was so cautious for so long. So I really understand that is that in this culture, and see only this planet now, that has been severed from the other dimension for so long that when we do experience it, we don't quite know how to talk about it with others. I'm thinking about a culture like Egypt, which I've just fallen in love with the ancient Egyptian culture, is that every structure, every geometric structure, every temple, every ritual, the incense, the language, everything was structured to awaken us, to ignite that knowing in us, so that it wouldn't have been so hard to talk about such experiences in a culture that knows that the other side is here and that we must really work with the other side if we are to heal the earth. That was a ritual in Egypt that we had to, they would actually make contact with the earth spirits and then contact the spirits on the other side so that we were all working together. Mm-hmm. Hey, I think maybe someone is here.
Okay, yes. Oh, we have another Anne, but this Anne from West Virginia.
I'm an Anne Marie too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hi Anne Marie. Well, that's interesting.
I'm not, I live in West Virginia, but I'm not from West Virginia. I should say that.
Okay. Well, welcome Anne. What would you like to share with us tonight?
Well, I had a dear friend, very dear friend, and he was dying of cancer, and we were living in Florida, and his last days, I took him to the beach with my dog, the dog beach in Venice, and he never got to say goodbye. So it was the week after he died, I woke up, and I saw this cloud. It's gray. And I've talked to mediums about this, and they just said it was a beautiful experience, but not that anybody's ever seen this before, which I would like to know if anybody's ever seen this gray cloud. And I heard my friend talking to me. And I can't say it was his voice or my voice, but I heard the words. And he said to me, I'm okay. I'm with my mom. And he kept telling me, I'm okay. I'm with my mom. I'm okay. And then he said that he told me that he didn't get to say goodbye to me. And he said, but you need to tell Nancy, and that's my friend that lives in Switzerland, and my husband goodbye, because he never got a chance to say goodbye to them either. He told me that he was going to take care of my dog. And my dog was with him since she was a puppy. He goes, she's not going to die soon, but when she goes, I'm going to take care of her. She's a black lab. And that was, you know, that was very touching. He said, now you're going to have her a little bit longer, and I did for about a year. And then he told me he was going to look. He was with a friend of ours. We used to motorcycle. He was with her. Her name's Joyce, and she's passed before him. And he's with her, and he said, I'm going to look for her. And he kept saying, he was trying to think of her name, and he said, Mary. And that was another close friend of ours that had passed before him. But it was so, I can't explain. It was very peaceful. I wasn't scared. I wasn't scared at all. It wasn't frightening. It was very peaceful, reassuring that he was okay.
Wow, that's amazing. And a lot. That's beautiful. I mean, yeah, it sounds like you were very, very in tune with him. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like you said, you were able to receive that message because you were like in a peaceful place and you were, you know, kind of listening with your heart and you were receiving an information, you know, some amazing information and premonition at the same time. And I think, I mean, that is beautiful. And as far as what you saw, I mean, to me, that's an energy form. And because what I often see, I have seen people, I've seen spirits, I guess is the best way to put it. And I have seen different grades, I guess you could say, where sometimes they have a mist to them. Sometimes they have a shimmery, I don't want to say gray, because I don't know, I guess it could be kind of a gray white energy that might come through, or often I've seen you know, beings, like full body beings that I don't see through them. I can see them as, you know, as if they were a person. So I think that you were able to be open to see that. And that tells me that you probably, you know, if you, you know, wish to stay open, you know, who knows what else you can experience from that. You may not need that. You may, I mean, it sounds like you received a beautiful gift from him, which is really cool that he was so conscious to give you a message knowing he did not get to say bye. So he wanted to say that to you personally on another level, and you were able to receive that. And I think
it started, the cloud, it started at my feet. And it went over my head, and then it went over to the side of the bed. But I had one other thing happen to me. Well, I've had several things. But this other thing, I was getting ready to have knee surgery. I'm laying in bed, and I felt somebody touch my knee. I woke up, and I seen this streak of light go through the wall. It was like blue, yellow. It was so bright, you couldn't hardly look at it. But it was like a flash. And I'm thinking, that's strange. You know, that was really strange, but it was right before my knee surgery. And I'm thinking,
well, it sounds like somebody was sending energy to you.
That was crazy.
I mean,
that was a little scary, you know, but I wasn't, I'm like, it happened so quick, you know, it's like, somebody just touched me. So that was strange, but I've had other things too, but I don't want to get into them, but maybe I'll call you back.
No, that's fine. Well, you know what, and too, you know, it isn't about, you know, what I like too from this is, it's not really us having these experiences isn't so much about a belief or a disbelief. You know, it's more about who we already are and that, you know, we have this connection already. And if we're just, if we just make ourselves aware more, then more things can happen. And like for your knee, to me, that was a total, somebody from the other side was sending you healing. I mean, that to me, that's the first thing I thought of when you said that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. You were receiving healing from the other side in some way. Somebody was sending you something. And how awesome is that? You know, that you're obviously open, whether you know it or not. Sounds like you may, but it's kind of like you're staying open. And that's what I always tell people to pay attention. When I say that, that's exactly what I mean, is pay attention to what's going on around you. Stay open to what's going on around you. Because look at the beautiful gifts that you're receiving by simply being open. You know, don't you think, Betty?
Oh, yes, I absolutely do. That was a long message, too. I mean, quite a detailed message. And it tells us something, too, about the life of the animals afterwards. That's really significant, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's kind of cool, too. Go on.
I'm sorry. What was that?
No, I was going to say, you can go ahead. Go on. I'm sorry.
I'm hearing like an echo. I don't know why. It's hard to understand. Okay, well, I thank you very much. I just wanted to share that with you. I try to listen every Thursday, but I miss some of them.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I read a lot of the books, and definitely I've had readings in the past, which I'm very open, and a lot of this stuff has come true. So,
well, good.
And the more people we have like you who are open, it helps to clear the field for the rest of us, you know? It does make a difference.
It does.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, Ann, for calling in.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye. Wow. And Betty, you did make a good comment about, like, with the animals, is that, you know, it shows that they are still with us on the other side. You know, they're still there. They still hang around the family or by loved ones. And I think that's really, you know, comforting as well.
You know, I had an experience in Peru. We were at Lake Titicaca, and then we there was this ancient stone circle, and we were meditating all day. And then that evening, we had such a powerful experience with beings. They were beings, and they weren't from this dimension. They just suddenly crowded on the mountain and stayed with us for a long time. The shamans who were in our group, you know, acknowledged them. But what was interesting is that there were animals with them.
Wow.
It wasn't just people, animals. They were there with them. And that other dimension came through, not only of people, but of the animals. I love that.
Yes. Well, and I mean, you know, and as a medium, I've had, you know, many animals come through too for people. And, you know, they don't say, oh, is so-and-so over there? It's just kind of like, well, there, you know, I think I have a story in my book that they were asking if there was anyone else coming through. And I'm, you know, I'm trying to look for a person. And at the same time, I'm like, actually, I see a dog, you know, and I think that's, you know, that's what's kind of interesting as well. So, oh, and I think we have someone here that wants to share a quick story. Is this Don? Don, would you like to share a quick story?
You know, actually, I kind of would. I thought this might be a little entertaining for you, but it was as unusual.
Let's hear it.
Very unusual story, but well, as everybody knows, I'm Don, Donald Newsom. I work here at BBS Radio TV. Anyways, my mother died in 2008, and my father died a few months later, kind of the Red Fern Grows kind of story. But my wife's father died not long after, you know, I would say about a year later.
Okay.
Anyways, I was sleeping, not really sleeping. I was more in a daydream, but I was out. I mean, I was out. Sleep, you know, lying down and dozed off, and I had a very strange thing occur. My mother, and she didn't have a lot of humor. You know, she was an Austrian, very stern, short, feisty, but she was on a broomstick, I promise you, in a black witch's garb with a witch's hat. Now, my mother was Catholic, and she had, you know, you would never connect the two. It just wasn't my mother. But there she was, flying around my head on a witch's broom in a black witch's costume with a black hat. She was smiling. And my wife's father, I could see him, just his head. While she's flying around me, I saw his head pop in, and he was smiling. And I thought, that's the strangest thing. My mother's on a broom flying around my head. I didn't think much of it. So, you know, later, I really didn't. It was just an oddity. It was very unusual. But later on, I told my wife about it. And she said, isn't that interesting? My father's birthday was Halloween. And I never knew this. I'd never known his birthday was on Halloween. Which was which was about a week, you know, within a week, it was going to be Halloween. And I said, you're kidding. Your father's birthday was on Halloween. And she said, yes.
Wow.
So, yeah, just a very strange. And I said, well, I almost teared up. I said, because the emotion hit me just like that. I had no emotion about that before. But when I was talking to my wife, the emotion came out and I started tearing up. I said, I guess your father and my mother must, you know, have met on the other side and have communicated, and maybe they just wanted this message for you and I. I don't know. It was a little overwhelming at the time. Anyways, I thought I'd share that.
But, you know, the interesting thing, though, Don, is that she's Catholic and she's celebrating the birthday in this way. I mean, this is just what comes to me. It doesn't perhaps mean anything, but it's almost as though, you know, on the other side, she could go beyond that Catholic restriction of such things and actually have fun with it.
Right. She had fun with it. She was almost like she was giggling. She was smiling and just stayed on that broom circling me. It was the strangest thing. I really thought it was odd until, the two things clicked after my wife let me know. Yeah.
Well, yes. And it's a delightful story, really.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, and it also shows numerous angles. I mean, she was happy and she was giving you a message and you were seeing your father-in-law. And I mean, there were, you know, numerous things that probably happened in a very short amount of time, which is a lot of times the way it happens. But I like the fact that, you know, she was letting you know something you didn't know, but yet it was validated for you. In a roundabout way. And, right. and you know, it does. It stumps you because you're kind of like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? And right. you know, you can feel calm and it's kind of odd. But
right.
at the same time.
Because you know in your heart they've made a connection. You know
yeah,
it.
Right.
Because
oh, yeah. That's what's great about it. Was, that's what's great about
yeah,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Really thank good. You for letting me share. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for sharing it. Yeah. We love these stories because it reminds all of us that we are connected and that our loved ones are still around us and that they do drop in and they give us pieces of information or they tell us something we're not aware of or they want to validate that they're still around and they love us. It's, you know, that's what it's about. It's a connection through love. So I think that's, you know, wonderful when that you got that message.
Thank and, you know, you. I wonder sometimes with what comes through, if there's certain movements or certain energy systems that can get through more easily than maybe words. I don't know. But I'm just wondering if sometimes they choose particular ways to catch us, you know, to get our attention and get through the frequencies that they have to get through. I
right.
don't know. That's just
well,
a thought.
I think, well, I do. And I think too with that is that they use what we know and they use, you know, what we have been, how we've been raised, what has been in our life, our history, and they use that and that way it connects where, you know, if it's somebody with, like an electrical engineer, I would have no clue what they're talking about, but I do yeah. know what they're talking about in my realm. So that's yeah. it too. But oh, we have another caller. We have Shannon from Oregon. Shannon, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Shannon.
Do you have a story
Hi,
to share with
you?
Us, Shannon?
I have to say, I just tuned in, so I'm not even sure what we're talking about. I apologize.
Oh. You probably called the call-in number rather than the station, but that's fine, too.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, we're
so
just talking
we sharing stories of signs.
Yes. It's experiences you've had.
Uh-huh. Yes. If you have any
oh,
personal experiences you'd like to share that from a sign or a symbol or something from a loved one?
Yes, I've had many, many signs. My mother who passed last May of 2022, and we chose a symbol prior to her passing. She had Alzheimer's, so we knew that it was coming, and it was a yellow flower. And while my husband and I moved into our family cabin next door the last 6 months of her life to help take care of her because it was just getting to be too much for my dad. Mm-hmm. And about a week after she had passed, we were moving out to get back to our own life. And we were going up and down the stairway quite often, you know, moving our things from the cabin to the car and back up and back down. And the very last load I was taking down, there was a yellow flower right in the middle of the landing of the staircase. And I immediately just had this feeling and this knowing that, oh my gosh, that is my mom. And she would, and I had this overwhelming feeling that she was thanking me for everything. And mm-hmm. it was just, and that was the first of so many that have come. So many.
And so the flower had not been there before when you were going up and down.
No. And my husband had just gone back up himself. And I asked him because I picked it up and he said no. And he didn't see it. And there it was.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's great. Well, tell us another story if you have many. That was a wonderful one.
Oh, yes. Another one. I was driving. My husband and I were driving. So he was driving in our RV and I was following behind him in our car. And we were driving to Las Vegas through this little town and there were donkeys. Just wild donkeys walking on this little two-lane highway right on the side of it. Right at the same time, I was listening to a podcast with Lorelyn Jackson on it, and she was talking about how our loved ones can send animals to us just to show us love. And I kid you not, right at that exact moment, the synchronicity of it all just blows my mind to this day. So we pull over, and this one donkey would not go away from me. I mean, we were there for probably about 15 minutes. It was following me. I walked around the RV. I went inside to get it a carrot or an apple. I can't remember. And it just stood there by the door and let me feed it. And then I walked out and it kept following me and I was petting it. I just, again, had this overwhelming feeling. Is this my mom sending this to me? But, you know, like they say, your monkey mind starts, you know, second guessing. So then we get back in the car to continue our drive to Vegas. I'm talking to my mom and I said, okay, mom. If that was really you, which I feel it was, send me another sign of a donkey. So about 2 days later, we're in Vegas. We're walking through one of the big casinos, and they have those, you know, those stores with really expensive jewelry that I could never afford. And we're walking by the window, and I, for whatever reason, just had this pull to look and turn and walk to the window. And there was a brooch of two donkeys leaning in and hugging each other, just in crescent and diamonds.
Oh, oh my gosh. I love that.
Yeah, yeah, I started crying.
Wow. She's good at directing. She's good at showing you some signs and symbols. That's awesome. Well, in the rose, to me, that's like an airport. You know, that's some, dropping something in front of you, you know, leaving you a material item. I mean, that's pretty amazing. And so, that's awesome. And it's really beautiful knowing, and even like with the donkey, it's kind of funny, but it's so personable and unique, which is really cool about that, is that she wanted to make sure it would make you stop, you know? And I think that's really great, because a lot of times you might just glance and then keep walking. And in this case, the donkey was around you and then saw that. She made sure to have something that stood out.
So that was awesome. Laura Lynn had just, the fact that Laura Lynn had just talked about it is so funny too.
I mean, that, like I said, the synchronicity of it all just blows my mind always.
Yeah, so Laura Lynn on the radio, and then there are the donkeys ready to
carry. Yeah. Yeah, it was very
pretty wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, yes.
That's cool. But thank you for calling and sharing your story, Shannon.
Yes, thank you so much for letting me. I appreciate it.
This is great that, you know, people are calling in and sharing their stories to let others know that, you know, you always have that opportunity. It doesn't, you know, just because maybe you have lost someone and you haven't received a sign immediately doesn't mean they're not going to come through. I was thinking how the other day I had my grandmother came through to me like 20 years after she passed. And for people who haven't received a sign immediately, it doesn't mean they're not going to get one. It's just you have to, I guess, be open in certain ways for different people. And, you know, my grandmother died when I was, you know, in my early, I guess, like 13 or 12. And so by the time she came through, she had a message for me. And she was sharing visuals, kind of like you received, you know, you receive a visual or something, you know, unusual. And you're just kind of like, what does that mean? And you have to sit for a minute and be like, gosh, I know what that means. And so they come, our loved ones come to us in all kinds of unique ways. And I think that, you know, they do it out of love, and they do it to make you smile. I mean, how many times have people called today or talked today that they've smiled or laughed about it? And that's what's so beautiful too, is that it gives you the opportunity to have that feeling again, to have that connection again of the humor, or, you know, of the love, or something so unique. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you sent me that, you know? And that's what's really cool.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah. Well, since you brought up your grandma, could I share one more about my grandma?
Oh, sure. Feel free.
So the more I've been kind of really deep diving into this, you know, spiritual side of myself, since my mom had became sick with Alzheimer's, and it's just been amazing, for me. And one thing that I've learned is you can ask for any sign. You could ask, just, they say you could be very specific and give it a timeline. And so I've tried all of these things. With my grandma, I decided to assign her a specific sign of knitting needles, because that was something that she did. We have so many blankets of hers and sweaters that she's knit over the years. And I happened to be in her hometown where she grew up in Redlands, California, down south. And I was actually there looking for the house that she grew up in. So it was where my dad used to go to visit his grandparents every summer. They drive down there and go to Disneyland every year. It was like a big deal. And I've always heard stories about this house, but I've never seen it. So I drove there to go and find it. And while I was looking for this house, I stopped in a Target. And what did I see? As I'm looking at all the Christmas decorations, an ornament of a ball of yarn with knitting needles in it. as I'm in her hometown. And I immediately just got that feeling, like the tingles all over, and I just smiled, like you're saying. I was just so happy, and I said, "Hi, Grandma, I get it, you're here. Thank you."
That's cool.
That really helps us to feel that warm connectedness that we all need so much. Just little things like that connect us, because they're feeling.
Right. Well, and we have to remember that it's also, in a way, it's a privilege to have these experiences and to be aware of them, that, you know, as we pay attention to, you know, tell them, "Hey, I got that." And like you said, "Thanks, Grandma," because that way they know, they know we got it. And then they're open for more if there's something else. And I do that all the time. I've been doing that for years, where I'm like, "Okay, and if you need to show me something," you know, I always say I'm from the show me state, so please show me. And, you know, and then I get a lot of visuals. So it's really good to be able that, you know, you say thank you, and that when you see it, to acknowledge it, because then it happens again, and you'll get it again when you need to, or whenever it may be. And sometimes it happens in really strange ways. It might be a birthday, you know, in Don's case, or it could be, you know, some major event, or it could just be you went through a really difficult week and all of a sudden something comes through and you're like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened." And we have to remind ourselves that this is something that we already have always had, but at the same time, it's a privilege to be reminded and know we have that we can have more of it. We can have more experiences, you know, and that's kind of what we're here for, is to make sure everyone, you know, to remind everyone that everyone can have these experiences, that we can all, you know, have it in our own way, because we are going to have it differently, because we all connect differently to our loved ones. So that's something to remember, you know?
Yeah. No, I love it. Thank you. I thank you guys. I thank all of you for sharing all of your wisdom with us on the subject. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in, Shannon. You take care.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay. You too.
And you know, Janet, I think, you know, here we have this radio show. We have the technology, of course, you know, to get together and to hear other people's stories. But this didn't happen a few decades ago. I mean, I don't know how many people got together and talked about such things. Certainly in growing up, I heard very little of that. It would usually be within some kind of religion. In this case, Christianity was in the area where I was. But we're hearing so many stories today, incredible experiences that people are having. And I think we are anchoring that other dimension here in this one with these connections and experiences. And the more we hear them, the more we let other people know about them, I think it's helping to connect the wires, so to speak, you know?
Right. Well, and you know what, I'm listening to what everybody was saying, you can tell when they have that experience, they're in this heightened state. They don't try to get there. They're just there because of having that experience. It's this heightened state. And then that stays with you. And when something like that stays with you, no matter who you tell, like, even if, you know, if I would get something and I would tell somebody something and I'd think, man, it kind of sounds like it might be falling flat, but I know what I experienced. It's because I had it. And so when you share it and, you know, somebody else hears it, hopefully they're grasping some of that energy that, you know, when you're telling it, which, you know, on the show tonight, that I've heard that from everyone, there's this extra energy coming through that I love. And I thought about that, and I want to read something to you. And Betty, you're going to know this because I got this out of your book, Merchants of Light. And it was, here, let me tell you what page it was, page 91. And I was reading one day, and I always circle or do little hearts. I write in all the books I read. People, if anybody ever opens my books, they're like, "Oh, well, we know what she likes, because I have notes and hearts and stars and lines." And I wrote, and what you wrote is, you put, "All of these images and symbolic realities can appear on our path as we journey to the center of our wholeness. If we can refrain from denying the realities and allow ourselves to be open to these powerful forms of energy, love, and consciousness, we will be transformed." And I feel like everyone who is called in, that is exactly what they have been experiencing. And I knew I had to read this tonight, and I'm like, there's going to be a reason for this, why I'm reading it, but it is, everybody has that heightened sense. They have that connection. I love how there's laughter. You know, I mean, how many times does, you know, a loved one come through and you feel really odd, but then you start laughing like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just saw that. Or, you know, you get something that is so, so individual and deep that it touches you in a place that you're just, it touches your soul. And yes. I think that, you know, what people are going through when they have these, if they can't share them and it stays bottled up, then they start questioning, well, what, was it really a great? Did I get that? Yeah, I got that. And then when you share it, you realize, oh my gosh, that was amazing. I need to share that more. And then when you start opening up more, you receive even more because it's always there. And that's what I love about this.
Yes. And you know, it's so true, Janet, that we have this lightness and this joy. And because of the lines that are connecting us with the other dimension are love. We're acting through, in and through the heart, because we love those people on the other side. And that's how we connect with the wires that connect us, or the energy, the frequency is a better way to say it, that connect us, is through the heart. And it's so interesting in the first temple, shaman mystic temple, the first temple Judaism, the heart was seen as feminine and as called wisdom. And her tree was her, but she talks about, or the literature describes her as a tree of just such beauty. And the fragrance is so incredible that it could practically ignite an altered state in and of itself. And then she says, if you hold me fast, you will not sin. If you hold me fast, you will balance your life and you will have joy. And I think that's so true, isn't it? When we connect through love, we are joyful. And coming from the heart, you can't create violence coming from the heart, because it's love, and love can only respond in kind. So true. It's, I think we're making a huge difference in our own selves. Yes, it heals us physically and spiritually, mentally, that through love we connect. It just makes us happy. It's great that you said that.
Well, I was just reading out of your book. Here, let me read the phone number again real quick. If anybody wants to call in, it's the number is 1-888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. Okay, I just wanted to read those real quick because sometimes, you know, people catch the tail end of a number. So, you know, and the thing is too, is, you know, I always think that we're so much more than what we've been taught. If we could have been taught, all this about spirituality, about, you know, our loved ones still existing, if we could have had all of that when we were younger and for, you know, years and years now, we would have been so much further ahead.
We would have. And the fact that we've had such a dreadful worldview saying there is nothing, there's nothing but matter. When you're dead, you're dead. And there's no meaning and no purpose. That's just about destroyed the whole planet. And it's fraudulent. Not so much intended so, but it's simply not true. And quantum physics shows that that is not true. That yes, there are other dimensions and we do connect through love. We have access to those dimensions. But I was thinking on that same page, I was looking at that and looking at the story of the Dalai Lama, when there was someone who said, talking about Shambhala, and saying, oh, but of course, that's only imaginary and immaterial. And the Dalai Lama immediately replied, no, 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 definitely not. Shambhala has a material existence in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those things we think are imaginary, I'm thinking that we can see what we can know or believe. If we can't believe it and we think it's really not existing, we might simply not be able to see it.
Right. Exactly. That's why, you know, I always keep saying, you know, pay attention, be open, because you don't know what will come your way. And it's funny that you mentioned that passage, because I have a connection with a couple of the words in there. And it's kind of like whenever people say Shambhala, I'm like, yes, I have this connection that something, you know, personal came through one time. And so that always goes to me. So it's almost like, you know, I receive little gifts along the way too. And, you know, that was kind of cool when you just mentioned that. Oh, here we have a caller. So let's go ahead and take that. We have Melody from Pennsylvania on line one. So Melody, are you there?
I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Good evening. Do you have a story you would like to share?
I do. I lost my son in 2020. And the first sign that we got was we had a little memorial for him, and I was holding a balloon, and when I talked, the balloon popped. And the second one was not having had hawks at our house before, I had a hawk come and sit, a Cooper's hawk, and sit in a tree right next to where I was working for 7 days in a row.
Wow.
Another one is that I have a cardinal that comes to a particular window every single day for over a year and flies towards the window with its beak. I call it knocking. And it just, it's in a bush near this window, and then it flies to the window and knocks on the window time and time again. And it happens every day, and it's happened for over a year.
Holy cow. That's amazing.
And one day I was at a different part of the house, and I said, okay. And I always say thank you, and I always, sometimes I will go and talk to where the bird is and talk to my son. But one day I said, okay, I want you to bring this bird to a different window. Within an hour, the bird came to that other window.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Wow.
That's amazing. I feel so blessed. I feel so fortunate.
That is. And
yeah.
The distance, I would say, that was, you know, something continually doing that. But then also listening to you and changing the behavior and going to another window. That's a beautiful story.
It is a beautiful story. And it's really, it's amazing in the sense that, you know, it's as if you are, you know, you have that connection and your son is coming through the birds to speak to you and let you know, hey, I'm still around. I'm still here. You know, I'm going to come through in another way, or I'm going to, you know, pop the balloon. I want to make sure you notice. I want to, you know, bring your attention, you know, get your attention. And then, you know, with the birds, I think it's, you know, a beautiful connection. So that's really, you know, a great, it's a beautiful experience to keep having. And like you said, you keep saying thank you. And I think that's, you know, that's what you needed to do. And that's great. But
thank you.
That's really neat.
It is wonderful. I feel so grateful. And one night I woke up in the middle of the night out of the blue. And I felt, even though I'm sitting in bed, I felt my son hug me. It felt so good, and I don't know how he could get from behind me to hug me, but that's what I felt, was that he was there hugging me while I was sitting in bed. Yes. I just sit up out of a sound sleep. I sat up and I felt him hug me.
Oh, that's love. That is I was just thinking of that. I kind of got a little choked up. I was just like, that is really beautiful that he, you know, of course they can come through and they can, you know, for you to feel that there's that connection of love between the two of you, which is so strong that, you know, he was probably able to, you know, even give more energy too. And I think that's really great. But
I feel so fortunate, and I have so much gratitude, and I appreciate you doing this. So that it makes it more commonplace for people to talk about the signs that they get.
Yes, and I think your gratitude is really so important in the persistence of it coming through. That deep gratitude is very creative.
It is. And it's beautiful to have such an intense experience, you know, constantly. You've had numerous, so that is really beautiful in itself. So, you know, hope you keep having them, and, you know.
Yes. And get in touch with us again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Melody. Wow, that's
thank
really
you
beautiful.
Very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. I think we have one more caller, Debbie from Texas. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Debbie. Would you like to share a story with us or something you received?
Yes, you wanted a funny one, so here goes.
Okay.
I had been married about 2 months, I guess, when this happened. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and there was a male figure standing at the foot of my bed. And he was naked, completely naked, and he was doing the pose like athletes do, where the first arm, the one arm is raised up to the front, you know, and pumping the muscle, and the back one's in some kind of, you know, and I just froze, you know. I'd never seen anything, nothing like that had ever happened to me before. And I couldn't move. I couldn't wake my husband. I was just like, oh my God, what is this? Who is this? What is going on? You know, in my head, that's what I'm thinking. And so finally, I blinked a few times, I'm sure, or something. I don't know. And the figure disappeared. So the next morning, I told my husband about it. And he said, oh, do you think that was my dad? I said, oh, yeah, it was your dad. Just like I knew. I mean, but when he said that, it was like, yeah, it was your dad. He said, well, did he leave give us a message or anything? I said, he was just checking on us, saying hi. That's it. And that's all I knew. So, like, 2 months later, we go to see my husband's grandparents, who were, you know, the parents of the man that I saw. And we had just been in their home a few minutes, not real long. And here comes grandmother carrying these huge scrapbooks. And she says, do you want to see, do you want to look at Ray Sr.'s books, his scrapbooks? I've kept these. And I was like, yeah. And I open up the book, and it's like, yeah, that's the man I saw. That is the man I saw. He had been a gymnast in the 1948 Olympics.
Oh, for heaven.
And then after that, he was posing in the nude and getting paid to earn money whenever he was at the university.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Well, that's quite an experience so you had.
That is.
Yeah.
So he was carrying on still.
Yeah. And he was proud of his body. So, you know, he wanted to keep showing it off, you know.
And it was just natural for him to do that, you know. And my husband, and I think he knew that my husband would, his son would recognize that and be able to identify, yeah, that's who came through.
Right. And that just goes to show you that they still are the same when they go, you know, when they transition, they're still the same as they are when they're here. So, you know, when people are like, well, you know, I thought they'd do this or that. I mean, he wanted to make sure, you know, you knew what he looked like. And that was something he was really proud of. So, you know, I think that's a great sign that he came through. Well, I mean, you know, to some extent of what he showed, but it was quite an experience too.
Well, and he knew that you would find out that was certainly a symbol or of him, of what he had done before. So it was a recognition possibility too.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Well, thanks for sharing your story, Debbie. We appreciate it.
We needed that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I heard the check one. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Looks like it's about time, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I mean, it just goes to show you that, you know, people are going to come through the way they want to come through. And I think just being grateful for, you know, however they wish to, I guess, appear, you know, we can be grateful for their insistence of coming through to let us know that they are okay. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead then and close with our Mahayama prayer. So may all beings everywhere with whom we are inseparably interconnected be fulfilled, awakened, liberated, and free. May there be peace in this world and throughout the entire universe. And may we all together complete the spiritual journey. So thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. And we look forward to next month hearing from you again.
Yes, we do. Thank you.
Thank you. And good night, everyone.
Good night.